Unlike the Kuskokwim, Yukon River King and Summer Chum salmon runs are shaping up to be some of the strongest in years, but not strong enough for a commercial harvest. Fish and Game sonar project on the lower Yukon at Pilot Station estimated about 25,000 kings and 280,000 summer chum on Wednesday alone, some of the highest daily passage numbers seen over the past 10 years. Fish and Game Yukon River summer season manager Holly Carroll says the Yukon King run is on track to come in at the upper end of the department's preseason projection, but it will likely fall short of the huge king runs of the 1980s and early 90s.
Run sizes used to be about 300,000, so if we see a run size of 190,000 this year, we're definitely happy, and that should be sufficient to meet escapement goals. But there have been restrictions on subsistence fishing, so we aren't out of the woods yet. We're still sort of in conservation mode, but we can certainly be hopeful right now.
King salmon management on the Yukon over the past few years has focused on protecting the first pulse of fish, many of which are bound for Canada. Any subsistence fishing opportunities for kings have been provided near the end of the run. Commercial fishing for Yukon king salmon has not occurred since 2007, and no commercial king openings are planned for this year. Commercial fishing for the Yukon's abundant summer chum salmon is happening with selective gear types only.